When an AFL star this week revealed his skin cancer had returned, the ripple effect spread far beyond the player and his club. Melanoma specialists say it should prompt not only the AFL but other national codes to review their sun protection policies. Nance Haxton reports.
The news of Jared Roughead's cancer diagnosis has shocked the world of AFL. It comes less than a year after having a melanoma removed from his lip. The news has also alarmed cancer support groups. Melanoma Patients Australia CEO Hayley Anderson says it's upsetting when a man at the peak of his fitness, such as Roughead, receives such bad news.
Melanoma is the most common cancer in young people aged between 15 and 39. So I suppose, according to the statistics, it's not shocking, but of course to all of us it is.
She says the policies of some AFL clubs not to allow caps or long-sleeve shirts to be worn during play, even by junior players, is concerning.
We could also be looking at the times in which people are playing, kids are playing. You know, we've got kids playing in the middle of the day where, you know, in Queensland the UV index can be at its peak at those times. There's definitely thought that's required around this so that we can be on the front foot and protecting kids.
Policies found online for various Queensland AFL junior clubs show that caps are banned from the playing field. Some also have provisions that long-sleeved shirts worn under club guernseys are not allowed. The AFL has issued a statement saying junior competitions don't use hats because of the risk of another child being struck in the face, and each local league decides whether long-sleeved shirts are allowed. Associate Professor Sandro Porcedu is an oncologist on the Medical, Scientific and Advisory Committee for Cancer Council Queensland. He says there is a high variation between sports in sun protection standards and that should be reviewed.
One in two Australians will in fact be diagnosed with a skin cancer, and that melanoma is one of those skin cancers that is common in Australia. In fact, Australia is the world leader in melanoma rates. Many of us will in fact develop skin cancers as a result of our exposure of sun in childhood, and a lot of that does occur on the sporting field. So now in Australia with our sporting codes, there is actually quite a marked variability in sun protection.
He says players in junior codes are particularly vulnerable and need to be protected from the sun.
It's important that for AFL and all sports that we look at this policy of simply wearing sleeveless tops. As I said, in the junior years, that is where most of the sun damage does in fact occur. With caps, there's no doubt that wearing a cap is one of the excellent forms of protecting yourself against the sun. There are some safety issues in relation to wearing a cap while playing a sport such as AFL. There are ways around that. Certainly putting on sunscreen when you're off the field, staying in shade. If you look at Surf Life Saving, they wear a form of cap that doesn't in fact impede your vision. Of course, some children may not like the look of that. So there are strategies. We need to look at that. We need to review it and we need to come up with a solution. We want the children to be playing sport. It's an important, good, healthy lifestyle. What we're saying is that we need to simply ensure that we provide the right protection.
Associate Professor Sandro Porcedu ending Nance Haxton's report.